Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry here with Farai Chidea. So the Obama administration has started the task of figuring out how much bank executives should be paid. We're guessing it's going to probably be less. But we're asking you much more broadly, what profession deserves a raise in this new economy? Who deserves a pay cut? Or is all this salary meddling altogether a bad idea for the government to be involved in? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. So the news yesterday, of course, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner announced the appointment of a compensation overseer, so-called pay czar, who will regulate executive pay at seven of the largest companies getting so-called TARP funds, the federal bailout money for the financial sector, which also includes Chrysler. He'll also have a hand in how executives are paid at 80 smaller companies. The man taking the job is familiar to listeners of this program and to you generally, Kenneth Feinberg, a Washington attorney, perhaps best known for his role as special master of the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Mr. Feinberg joins us now from Washington. Welcome back to the program, Kenneth Feinberg.
Thank you.
You know, my first question is, why would you want to get involved in this? It doesn't have the same sort of moral consensus. The math is much more daunting, it seems to me. And I can't imagine you're going to make anybody happy in this job, if you forgive me for asking, but that's on the top of my head here.
Well, you may be correct. It's very, very difficult to say no to the Secretary of the Treasury and the Obama administration when they asked you to help perform a public service. That drove me to accept this opportunity, the opportunity to try and help work this problem out.
Well, and we're glad that you did. So how is your role and your process going to be different from, say, a compensation committee in a corporate boardroom?
Well, it's unilateral. It's me alone. But I must say that this adjective or this notion that I'm a czar is very, very unfortunate. I am not aiming to impose some sort of imperial edict on corporate America or corporate officials. I'm hoping that working together and working in a way that will both promote a solution here, it'll be a cooperative joint exercise. I'm really not here to impose my rule as a czar would.
Got it. That's the last time we will mention the word czar. So 175 executives potentially are under your purview one way or another. It seems to me that regardless of your autonomy here or your authority here, you've got Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, who used to make about $400,000, who now makes about $191,000, he's already taken a 60 or so percent pay cut. He's not going to blink at even cutting in half some of the salaries of these bankers. I mean, going in, it's a pretty daunting mission, it seems to me.
I think it is. But remember, the real key here is not only what the dollar level should be. I mean, the real important aspect of this, when you read the regulations creating this job, is to somehow tie compensation to profitability, to improvement in the economy, to avoiding excessive risk-taking, to assuring competitiveness among companies. I mean, every bit as important, maybe more important, than the dollar level is what the dollar level is tied to in terms of fixing compensation. And that, I think, is the heart of the matter.
Well, Ken, this is Farai. We spoke earlier with Peter Marici, professor of business at University of Maryland, and I asked him about compensation that essentially comes from stock options and other forms of ownership.
Right.
What do you think, I mean, theoretically at least, and now we've seen some flaws in this, stock prices are tied to performance. Should stock options be more of a package or less of a package?
Again, I don't think one size fits all. You've got to look at the company, the historical importance of options within that company. I think there's a vast difference between discussing with corporate officials at Bank of America or Citibank what the compensation system should look like, as opposed to, say, General Motors or Chrysler. And I don't think I think stock options are one example of a compensation package that should be put on the table. But I really do believe, going into this job, that we've got to tie compensation, unlike the past 10 years, we've got to tie compensation to some economic financial variables where you're awarded for success and you're punished for lack of success. Well, and I think that's going to be the critical key to all of this.
Ken Feinberg, that seems to me, and you know, I'm not an economist, an argument to basically put all these bankers on commission, like salespeople. Basically, you sell something, you get paid. You don't, you lose. And just forget the salary, forget the bonus. You make money, you get money. You don't, just like an investor. You lose money in the stock market, you lose. Sorry.
I think there's a lot to be said about that, as long as you understand that I suppose everybody, no matter what your employment or your profession, there has to be some sort of base compensation. But I agree that somehow you have to tie compensation to performance. I think that's going to be a critical part of all of this.
You know, the thing that worries me here, and it worries me for you, is that potentially this is the Obama administration putting the political heat on you for something that they don't want any part of. How do you, A, get the assurance that that's not the case, and B, prevent that from happening?
Well,
because you know how Washington works.
I don't worry about that. I mean, I go into this with my eyes wide open. The secretary has been enormously helpful to me. I've met with him on a couple of occasions. We've talked about the assignment. I think that, as with the 9/11 fund, I think the administration will back me 100%. And I don't mind walking the plank on some of these individual decisions. It goes with the territory.
Man.
Well, you know, what do you get out of this? I have to ask a question of self-interest. This is the kind of job that a lot of people would hate, other people would love, because it does confer a huge amount of power, whether or not you want to call yourself a czar. What do you get out of it?
The satisfaction of working in the public interest. It may sound a little bit corny, but I think millions of Americans would gladly do what I'm doing. This exciting new administration has asked me to perform this service. I've always had a real public interest bent to my profession, and I'm more than honored by being asked to do this.
You know, in the public interest, let's explore that a little bit. How do you prevent your process from becoming what to some Americans might seem very, very appropriate, from becoming punitive against people like Vikram Pandit at Citibank, people who've been in the news, people whose numbers of compensation over the past are just astronomical and people want them brought down to size in some sense? How do you prevent that from being?
That is a real concern. There's a real historical tension here between this populist sentiment, widely pervasive, that we should not be compensating these banking and corporate officials, with this competing view. Historically, the federal government ought to stay out of the business of micromanaging private marketplace concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to be ever vigilant to this punitive concern. One way you prevent it, or undercut the likelihood of it, is the same way we did it with the 9/11 fund: full transparency.
Uh-huh.
Let everybody know exactly what we're doing, why we're making these decisions, why we feel they're the right decisions, and let the public then decide for themselves with full disclosure. Here's why we did what we did.
You know, you're a student of history, and I can't help but ask this question. I mean, there's a lot of comparisons between what's going on now and the Great Depression, but I'm wondering if a better comparison is what happened in the progressive era under Teddy Roosevelt, when it was the trust busters and going in and breaking up the huge corporations. Do you think the attitude that you described there would be any different if it was a Teddy Roosevelt appointing Ken Feinberg a century ago to go in and change the structure of corporate America?
I have no idea, looking into a historical crystal ball, what would have happened if President Roosevelt had said, let's ask Kenneth Feinberg to break up the railroads or the trusts. And I'm happy to be doing this in 2009.
It sounds like you consider this actually a simpler job than what Roosevelt might have appointed you to.
Well, it's different. It's different. I think that just as with Roosevelt, though, I do think that there is this tension. And it's sort of interesting. When you ask the man on the street, what do you think about all this? You get one of two answers. Go get them. Punitive.
Uh-huh, right.
They caused this. Go get them. But there are an awful lot of individual citizens who say, Mr. Feinberg, get in and get out. This is not the government's business. It's a bad precedent. And even though the government loaned these companies this money, The sooner you complete your task and go back into public life, private life, the better it will be for everybody.
Well, Kenneth Feinberg, I have to say that it is morally affirming to me to hear the enthusiasm with which you approach this very, very challenging job. It certainly speaks volumes about the notion of public service. Kenneth Feinberg, thanks so much for being with us.
And I thank you.
Kenneth Feinberg is the newly appointed compensation overseer, appointed by Timothy Geithner, Treasury Secretary, yesterday.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.